necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
I got hairy legs.
You're listening to the Health and Wealth Radio Network.
Hey, sounds like we're getting a message.
Yeah.
Can you take it down and read it to me?
Oh, yeah. Hang on. Let's see. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone.
Is that it?
Oh, no, there's some more. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to their accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our highly qualified representatives prior to implementation.
My, that's certainly an unusual message.
Yeah, well, you know, that's not the only thing unusual.
Yeah, no, this is a flower shop.
Yeah. Hey there, it's me again, doing another one of them vague political commercials for a friend of mine who's running for office. You know, like that lady does for her husband that's running. When it first started out, she did most of the commercials, but he's doing some now. In his new one, he's got a baseball bat, talking about how when boys come to the house to date his daughters, he showed them the bat. Made them sign that bat, I guess, if they understood he'd take it to them and beat them around the head and shoulders if they didn't respect his daughter. Said that's what he's gonna do up there in Washington when he gets in. Maybe old Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or some of them want to date his daughter, and he'll whack them upside the head with that Louisville slugger. Boy, that'd be funny, wouldn't it? I wonder if that's how he got old Baby Cakes to do all the heavy lifting. Just showed him the bat and said, pick that up. You know, that feller I do commercials for, well, he got a baseball bat, too. He plays baseball with it. Don't seem like he thought this thing out too well before he started running. Well, I guess I'll talk to you again soon. Threatening folks with a baseball bat. That could be a pretty good idea. From our super secret studios, where the deer and the antelope play, and once in a while there's a discouraging word, but it's mostly about the cookie machine not working properly, it's the Health and Wealth Show. If you'd like a written transcript of this program, please sit down with pencil and paper and start writing now. But make sure you have two hands free and put them together for David Ernest.
Thank you, Rusty. Hey, Rusty, get that baseball bat out of my
I need my baseball bat over here. How about that? Have you seen that commercial?
Oh, yeah.
And that's a powerful commercial.
And have you, you know, I'm not throwing off on the man's daughters.
No.
They are they're very nice-looking young women. Yeah. I think they're all about grown. Yeah. And, of course, his wife's a nice-looking lady.
I got the message.
But you don't want to go over and disrespect nobody.
You know, I dated this girl one time, and the man I didn't know him. I went up there, knocked on the door, and he was cleaning his gun.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't ever come back.
I don't blame you. Okay, now this is something I wanted to... this is something special.
Okay.
We're going to have a visit.
All right.
From the man himself.
The man.
Donald Trump. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Wait a minute. Okay, should happen any second now. Here he comes.
Oh, yeah.
And there he goes.
He's running pretty fast.
Well, he did his flyover.
And he did his fly under, too. You didn't see the fly under?
I saw him drive. I reckon he was driving.
He was flying low.
You think he was driving?
No, I don't think he was driving, but he sure was flying low. I don't know how fast they were going around that track.
They get up.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, that was wonderful.
Well, you know, people eat that up. And you know, NASCAR people.
Oh, man, that was wonderful.
NASCAR people just probably just, that's a big day in NASCAR.
I tell you what was, what really took the cookie. And I was afraid it was going to take a lot more than that. When they brought that big bird down close to the ground, I thought that thing might, you know, bounce around. And they got it real close to the ground and kept on going. And then they kind of tilted the wings. And then they just took off and went over the corner there somewhere. I guess they landed. I hope they did.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, they did.
Well, he had to. I don't think he jumped out.
No, but I tell you, it's impressive when you have a president that, you know, Look. He knows about Hollywood. He knows about entertainment. He's a smart man, and he knows what everybody loves. They love a leader that's going to show them they're a leader.
And he was out there leading.
He sure was. So this is President's Day today.
Yeah, and I had something for that too, and I can't.
Oh, you did?
I can't lay my hands on it.
Well, maybe you can lay your fingers on it.
You never know.
Yeah. So I'm going to talk about a few inspirational quotes from some of the presidents. I got one here from every president. We'll kind of skip around a bit.
Maybe we can have a trivia question later.
Here's what a wannabe president said. I got hairy legs. No, that's not that wrong. George Washington said, associate with men of good quality if you esteem your own reputation, for it is better to be alone than in bad company.
Now, that sounds like he came back from some of the early presidents.
Yeah.
And
we
got a phone call too. All we don't have the Cleghorns with us here this evening. They could be back at any time. We'll let you know.
That's right.
But let's go to the phone. Who's this? You're on the Health and Wealth Show, and don't cuss.
Hey, this is Clark. How you doing?
Hey, Clark, what's happening?
Listen, I never call the radio shows, and I had to Google your number to find the number to the show. That opening bit y'all did was great.
You like that?
I'm very impressed. Did y'all do that in-house? Is that one of y'all's?
Which one? The one we just did, the thing about the political ad?
About the baseball bat.
Oh, yeah. We did that here.
That was great.
I know the
excellent.
Guy. I know the guy. He's been around a while.
Well, it was outstanding. Very creative and excellent. I was so moved. I actually decided to call in, but wanted to say that was a great job. Well, I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Well, thank you so much. Of course, you know the man. It wasn't slamming anybody; just kind of poking fun a little bit.
Yeah.
Me and my wife saw that ad the other night, and we were like, "Oh, good grief! I can't believe he just did that."
I couldn't even talk when I saw it. I was like, "Huh?"
It was the funniest thing ever. You guys did a great job. Keep up the creative work. It was excellent.
Well, thank you so much. We'll do the best we can.
Talk to y'all soon. All right, take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you, Clark. Oh, yeah. Clark.
I wonder if he's kin to Superman.
He could be. He didn't say what his last name was.
Well, he's sort of incognito.
Could be kin.
Yeah, could be.
I was incognito one time.
Really?
What happened? Over near Slap Out.
Oh, yeah, you find a lot of things going to Slap Out. let's see. The second president said, if conscious disapproves, the loudest applause of the world are of a little value. And, you know...
Oh, well, who was that first one?
George Washington.
George Washington.
You know, George... I was a little disappointed in George Washington.
Why's that?
Well, I'm not so sure he didn't chop down the cherry tree, but I know he sued one of my great-great-great-great uncles in court.
Over what?
Some land.
Really?
That's what my brother told me. I didn't look into it, but he was looking. He was some relative of ours. Mm-hmm. So supposedly he went over there and did some checking, and it was somebody he thinks we were kin to.
We got another call, man.
We do.
We're a hot property tonight.
Yeah, we are.
Health and Wealth Show, you're on the air. Do not. Hey, I guess I must have made him mad. Oh, there we go again.
Oh, there he's calling back.
Hey. Health and Wealth Show, who's this?
Yo, man, just Baby Gates.
No.
I don't appreciate you talking about him making me do all that heavy lifting with that baseball bat.
Hey, I don't appreciate him doing that. I think he was wrong for that now.
He was wrong, man.
He was wrong.
Man, put that baseball bat out. Want me to do some heavy lifting. I'll just put some salt on it. I'm going to feed it to it.
Well, thanks, Baby Cakes. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right, Baby Cakes,
Baby Cakes out.
It's akin to Baby Ruth.
Well, Baby Cakes, you know, was the was
That's the one he said did all the heavy lifting while he stood back and did the paperwork.
Oh, yeah. Well, hey, you know, I mean, somebody's got to do the job.
I think he done baby cakes wrong.
Yeah.
First thing he said, baby cakes couldn't read. So he had to do all the heavy lifting. I'm like, really?
Oh, man. You know, he's getting a lot of publicity off this thing. I mean, just think about it. You know, everybody's thinking about it. You know, if something is a bad advertisement, sometimes it can turn into a good one.
Really?
You know, really. So there's all kinds of sayings that all... But I've got a trick question.
Okay, I might have a trick answer.
Let me count first. Let's see if I get it right.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8... 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 22. Oh!
Uh-huh.
Okay.
All right. I know what you're doing.
Which president did the bath get messed up on? If you can call in and let us know, we'll give you a present.
Right.
Not a president, but a president.
Okay. And we got another call.
All right.
Man, we hot tonight. You're on the Health and Wealth Show. Who's this?
This is John.
Hey, John, what's happening?
Not too much. Is David Ernest around?
David Ernest.
Hey, I'm here, John. I'm right here, John.
Oh, okay. Well, I just wanted to call you and tell you I appreciate everything you did for me. You took my portfolio and turned it all the way around, and I tell you what, it's really working, and I appreciate it.
You're more than welcome, John. I appreciate you calling.
Yes, sir, and I'm just going to hang up, and I want to listen to the rest of your show.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. We need all the help we can get sometimes, you know.
Couldn't hurt.
Don't help.
Yes, sir. Well, I tell you what, I sure do appreciate it.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, man. We take a day or two off, and, man, everybody just loving us. We should just do the show one time. No, we don't want to do that.
No, but I like it when people like making money. Well, I like making money,
you know,
too.
I remember him calling you, and you told him you'd help him out, and evidently you did, and he was very satisfied.
Yeah, well, you know, that's what my job is, to make people satisfied.
And the same thing can happen for you.
And I don't use a bat.
No. Same thing. If it is one in wiffle ball bat, so it don't leave a mark. 279-7431. That's David's phone number. Call him up. 279-7431. He can have you happy as that gentleman that just called.
Without a bat.
Without a bat.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt and without a bat. Hey. Oh, and speaking of George Washington, you know, there's a rumor that he had wooden teeth. But I did some research, and I found out that the teeth were real. It was the hand that was wooden. It was...
What? But he bit into the wood.
Just kidding. Anyway, yeah. Actually, his teeth were not wooden. They were ivory, and he actually, you know, I'm not going to throw this out there, but it was true. Mm-hmm. George Washington had slaves.
Yeah.
And he, I'm serious now, look this up. He would find one of his slaves,
mm-hmm.
and if he saw a tooth he liked, he would buy the tooth from the slave. They'd pull it and put it in and make his false teeth.
No.
Yes.
That's not nice.
Well, he paid the man for it. I mean, if he wanted to.
Oh, he paid him for
it. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
He wasn't the evil overseer now. He was trying to get him some teeth.
Oh, I got you.
There you go. But that's George Washington
that's
stuff.
That's right. Well, let's see here. This one here looks like he's on Sesame Street that I'm looking at.
I know who you're talking about.
Which president looked like he was on Sesame Street, but he's on Sesame Street twice? He's on the street twice.
Okay, if you think
he's
know.
He's on the streak twice. I mean, the streak.
Call us at 272-9228, and I'm sure we have a problem. And I cannot find that other thing. It'll still be good tomorrow. We can use that.
Which president thought he was on Sesame Street twice, but he was really...
Okay.
You know.
So now...
He was at... What's the address there?
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
Twice. He was on that street twice.
Okay, see, the thing is, I saw this thing. These people were looking. They were trying to remember, just from memory, the presidents. And they didn't have them in any certain order, but they wrote them out.
This one had a beard.
You know.
Some kind of beard. Looks sort of like you.
Trump is 45.
Yeah.
Well, they had them down there, and they had 44. And they said, well, we're missing one. Well, there's a reason they were missing one.
I know.
And so
if you
it's
think
bad math.
Well, yeah,
you can learn something on Sesame Street.
Uh huh. Just not to be down there after dark. A big bird got a shield.
Oh, we got a call coming.
All right, let's see who it is. It's the Health and Wealth Show. Who's this?
This is Denise.
Hey, Denise. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Now, you've called us before, hadn't you?
No, this is my first time.
So you hadn't had me ask you about your brother?
Nope.
The nephew?
No.
Never heard that one before, did you?
Never heard that, right?
Never heard that one. But why are you calling us this evening? We're glad you're calling, but you must have a reason.
Didn't you say there was a president on Sesame Street? Wasn't it Grover?
Yeah. but can you go on that a little bit and tell us? I mean, you got it. You won.
Yeah.
You got it right.
Yeah,
but do you know why he messed things up?
I'm not really sure.
Okay, well, I don't know the exact number. Which numbers was it, 22 and 24?
Either that or 20 and 22. I don't know whether I had any.
Cleveland was president twice, but his terms were not consecutive. So he is both the 24th and the 25th president, if that's the right numbers.
Well, there's just one in between him.
So
he's either 22 and 24 or 20 and 22.
Okay, it's one of those things.
Yeah.
But we figured out it's that common core math. That messed him up.
Yeah, somebody couldn't count.
That's what it is. So what did Denise win?
What do you want, Denise? Do you want a lunch with us?
Oh my gracious!
At Artist Financial, or do you want a free membership at Anytime Fitness? Which one do you want?
I'd go for the lunch.
You can come.
Lunch.
At least with the lunch, you don't get sweaty.
Okay, call my number, 279-7431. Leave me your contact number. We don't have anybody here today to catch all this. So if you'll call 279-7431, I'll have my assistant call you, and we'll arrange a lunch with you.
Okay, sounds perfect.
Thank you, Denise.
Thank you.
Say hello to the nephew.
Okay, I will. Bye.
Bye-bye. You know she's going to slap me upside the head when we find her later. So now I'm going to quit looking for that. I'm tired of it.
I can't
see the little words on there. Let's see now. This is very interesting, these presidents things. You got some more trivia?
Well, let's see. which president did they claim got people in a panic?
Got people in a panic.
Yeah.
Would this have been in the 1900s or the 1800s?
It'd be the 1900s.
1900s. Got people in a panic.
Matter of fact, they kind of called him a panic.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Yeah. What president was that?
Hmm.
We may have one like that in the future, too, but I don't think it'd be Trump.
I know what you're talking about now.
Yeah,
would it be...
Don't answer that.
Oh, okay. Okay.
We want to give away a prize.
Okay. If you think you know, give us a call. 272-9228.
Yeah, 272-9228. If you know what president could have caused some kind of a panic.
And
attack.
I just want to mention something.
Yeah.
As you know, I was absent a couple days last week. And I told Donna we would talk about this. We kind of keep our, personal stuff personal most of the time. Donna was diagnosed last year with AFib. And, that's pretty common. But
yes,
getting it fixed is a whole trip around your elbow to get, where.
Oh, yeah.
So what we did, she had had, they gave her medicine. And this is over close to a year that we've been messing with this.
Right.
They gave her some medicine. That didn't do it. And it gets your heart out of rhythm.
Yeah.
And so they gave her the medicine. That didn't work. They gave her, what was it? They shocked her. They took the paddles like, clear, and let her have it. And that didn't work. So they
That's called cardio conversion.
I knew you'd know what it was. And so we went last Wednesday night because we had to get up early Thursday morning. Is it Greenview?
Grandview. That new hospital up there.
Beautiful.
280. Yeah,
beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Anyhow.
And you ate up there at that little Logan's Roadhouse up there.
We did. I called you Thursday night. We'd gone out to eat.
Yeah.
But we ate some peanuts, too. We did. We got a phone call. Real quick,
yeah.
She had an ablation on Thursday.
Yeah.
And they go in and actually kind of cauterize off part of your heart.
And it worked.
And it put her heart back in rhythm. They tried for 20 minutes to use
it. Got rid of the bad.
Yeah, they tried to put adrenaline in it to get it to get out of rhythm, but it wouldn't. And she's doing great. We got back home Friday, and she's just been resting and doing real good. So that's
fantastic.
That's why we were gone.
We're so glad.
Yeah, I had people say, "Well, what's wrong with you?" I said, "Nothing wrong with me."
Nothing wrong with you.
But we do have a phone call.
All right.
Let's see who this is. Health and Wealth Show. Who's this?
This is Jimmy. How are you guys?
Jimmy.
Hey, Jimmy.
How you doing?
Hey, doing, Jimmy.
Wonderful. I just pulled my driveway and hit the radio, and you were asking a question. Is that Herbert Hoover in the Depression?
Yes, it's the Hoover Panic.
I knew that. I almost said it.
Yes. Hey, but, Jimmy. What do you want? A month free at Anytime Fitness, or you want to have lunch with Ernest Financial?
Lunch with you guys.
Well, just call 279-7431 and leave your name, and we'll call you and arrange a time we can have lunch with you. How about that, Jimmy?
That'll be great.
You know,
thank you so much for calling. Go ahead.
Have a great evening.
Thank you, sir.
You guys have a great evening. I'm still listening.
We'll do it. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Jimmy.
All right.
Bye. And we're going to have to spread these lunches out if I get to go, because we got to do one every week or two, because I'll be so fat I can't walk. So I'll sit there and eat. You know that.
Well, Spence, he got that one right.
Okay.
I want to read this headline here.
Okay, now, this is...
I'm not advocating these headlines. I'm just reading headlines that pop up that remind me of what we just talked about with the Hoover Panic. Here.
All right,
here's one. Baby boomers pumped history's biggest stock bubble. It's about to pop. Now, someone just wrote that article. Mm-hmm. It was published on February the 15th, 2020 at 2:33 p.m. UTC. What time is UTC?
Uterine. I don't know.
Is that in the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga? No.
That'll work.
No, United University. Something, I guess.
I don't know.
Maybe
I heard of Greenwich Mean Time. I don't know what that is either.
I don't know. But, you know, the problem is, you know, we got so many things that we're leery of. Now, you know, the stock market is undoubtedly historically been the place to be over long periods of time to make money. It's also been the place not to be historically at times like Hoover's times. If you were in there, you were jumping out of buildings.
You know, when people went broke and they moved into whatever house they could, and people moved into like groups, like little shanties and everything, they called them Hoovervilles.
Yeah.
After him, he really went down as not a very good president just because economics.
He was at the wrong place at the wrong time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Definitely not the right time. So boomers have piled their money into property, creating the infamous housing market bubble in 2008. And now, according to this article, they are pouring their money not only into houses, but they're pouring their money into the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's just according to who you talk to, whether the stock market is too high or is going to keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
And only the Lord knows. I mean, really.
And he's kind of keeping his cards close to his chest, too. Yeah. He ain't saying nothing.
But the question is, will history repeat itself?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it usually does.
It really usually does. And that's why they say you need to know about things that are going on, because history repeats itself. And if you know about it, that's your fault if you didn't prepare for it.
Yeah. So when will the bubble, so-called bubble, burst?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, when will it pop? Will it pop, or will it spew, or will it just kind of fade or just kind of go flat? We don't know. You know, if you're driving a car, you're driving down the road, and sometimes you have this biggest blowout and you wreck.
Yeah.
That's called a crash.
Yeah.
You crash the car.
Mm-hmm.
You crash the stock market when that happened to have a blowout. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you're just going down the road in stock market world, the economy, and you just kind of lose air and you have to slow down, and then maybe you have to stop for a while to fix the wheel, because it went flat. And sometimes when the stock market just goes flat, it takes a little bit of time and it gets back some hot air again. You pump the air back into the tire, you see.
Yeah.
And then you go on down, you go on your way, your own retirement way, you see. So that really doesn't hurt you that bad. But what if you're going down the road, and especially if you're going into a curve like there's some kind of curve in the economy.
Right.
You're going into a curve, and then all of a sudden you have the biggest blowout there is, and then you turn over because your momentum's going the wrong way, you mm-hmm. see. So you flip the car, you flip your retirement account, and it flips out, and it goes all over the place, and it's all over the road.
What are you going to do then?
Well, you got to pick up the pieces, but you know what?
What's that?
When you have to pick up pieces and you call a wrecker, or you call someone to put that thing back together, and sometimes they tell you, this thing ain't worth putting back together.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to have to do something else with this vehicle, you know. But because why? Because it's just not worth the time or effort.
Right.
Now, retirements, you're going to try to put them back together.
Mm-hmm.
But you might not have the time or the effort if it's on the tail end of things to put it back together.
Right.
Now, a lot of folks are saying, well, look, we'll protect it. We'll buy bonds. And someone says, hey, protect everything. Buy some insurance on your car. And if you flip it, then they'll pay for the car. They'll pay for all your hospitalization and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? It's a really good idea to buy insurance because if you wreck, you can get some money. And maybe you can get more money than you had sometimes. Mm-hmm. So what's the difference of insuring your retirement so that if it flips, you're put back together and you got a new retirement all over again and, mm-hmm. and they made you whole?
Well, let me ask you this. Serious yeah. question.
Yeah.
Now, if you were driving your car and you just stopped the car in the middle of the road and said, gee, you know, I don't have any insurance on this car. Maybe I should buy some insurance or maybe I should put some money in the stock market in case something happens to my car. Which would be the smarter thing to do?
Well, you know, I think buying the insurance.
That's exactly what I thought you'd say.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's basically what you do. That is basically how David Ernest takes care of business.
That's how I take care of retirement business.
That's exactly right.
Because if something goes wrong and mm-hmm. the economy knocks you off the road,
mm-hmm.
you go into a curve and get a curveball, you can get knocked off the road. There's insurance to pick you back up.
Say you got a 2x4. No, you got 2 2x4s.
Uh-huh.
And you got one over here nailed down, mm-hmm. and you got it sitting in a bucket of cement, yeah. and it's nailed there. It ain't going nowhere.
No.
But you got your other 2x4, and you stick it in the stock market, and it goes over here and over there and over there. And that stock market blows up. Big old wind comes by. That one 2x4 is gone. But that other one in the bucket of cement, nailed the side of the house, it's still there.
Yeah, it's still there.
So that's the kind of precautions you have to take.
That's right.
And David is the guy you need to call to help you. How many years you been doing this?
Almost 40 years.
Almost 40 years. That's almost biblical.
Well, I've seen all the ups and downs. I tell you, more than 40 years and 40 nights, I guess.
That's, yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the ups and downs, and I tell you what, I don't like the downs. I love the ups.
Uh-huh.
So I got to thinking to myself, and then they came up with these products. They said, well, look, why don't we just make all the ups stay up and all the downs not, in other words, let's kind of even up the mountains
uh-huh.
so that you don't fall down. And you might not go as far up, but you never fall down.
Exactly.
You say, but you know what? Here, think of this. What if we never fall down, right?
Mm-hmm.
We don't go up as much. But we never. Let's say that the biggest disaster, let's say that this guy that wrote this thing, maybe he's a prophet, maybe he's full of it, I don't know. But let's say that we did have a blowout mm-hmm. in the economy and everything fell 50% or 70% and you didn't fall. Wouldn't that be similar to going up 70%?
Uh-huh.
Because everybody else went down.
Maybe he's a prophet. Maybe he's a puppet of the mainstream media.
Maybe he is.
Yeah, yeah. They'll put them stories out there and tell you stuff and try to make you do stupid stuff.
But I can tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
There's one thing about it. We have never gone up this much in the last 11 years, as we've ever gone up in history.
Mm-hmm.
So what goes up usually comes down.
Exactly.
Gravity grabs a hole somewhere.
It does.
You know, and the gravity of the stock market may just reach up and grab the object, the money, and mm-hmm. pull it down. We don't know where or when. Now, politics has a lot to play with what people do with their monies today.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really an emotional thing. It's always been an emotional thing. There's really not been anything bought or invested off of a lot of technical knowledge. I mean, even though these people say, oh, God, we do all this technical stuff, we're technical this, we're technical that, and we look at all these graphs and all this stuff, nine times out of ten, when people get in, they say, hey, I've been watching this thing, it's bobbing around, why don't we just jump in when it goes down because it's going to come back up because it's been bouncing.
Right.
You know, kind of crap like that. That's the kind of logic that a lot of people use, and it usually works until it just quits bouncing. And when things quit bouncing, they kind of lay.
They kind of go flat.
They go flat or they fall down.
You know where I visit a lot during the week, don't you? Don't you know where I go a lot during the week?
Yes. Is there someone's there to greet you every week too?
Yes. It's a large national retail store. I love to go there. But I sometimes, you know, you get a little older, and they say when you never ever pass up an opportunity to go to the men's room. So a lot of times I wind up at the men's room at this large retailer, and they have back there, and that's where they go back and forth. There's a door back there. They go back to the back of the Walmart where all the Walmart stuff is.
Yeah.
You know, they got their warehouse back there. Well, they have a little sign there, and it has their stock price.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, I think they really are vested in this. They give them stock, and they can buy stock.
Oh, I know. Yeah, yeah.
And so I noticed one day last week it was $96.92. I'm like, well, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I noticed yesterday it was $126.
No.
Yeah. And I don't know how. I'm sure you can't just, I'd like to buy a share of Walmart stock. I'm sure you have to buy 100 shares or 50 or 100 shares just to get.
Could you just buy one? You could.
I'd rather have 50 or 100.
usually a lot cheaper to buy in rounded numbers.
Uh-huh. But, you know, that's the thing. You know, I'm sure those people don't just walk by that. They look at it and go, all right, I'm making money today.
Well, here's three reasons you might want to be aware of something going flat.
Yeah.
Baby boomers could cause the next market crash. Here's three reasons. Baby boomers know that time is not on their side.
Yeah.
In other words, there's more time passed than time remaining.
Yeah, we heading into the home stretch.
We're heading into the home stretch. And so they look at the portfolio and they say, wait a minute, there ain't enough there.
Hmm.
Not really. Hey, let's get real aggressive. So they do that, and, you know, everybody knows the stock market can have a double-edged sword, right? Like a side. So the generation born between 1946 and 1964 have witnessed the explosion of two stock market bubbles in the last 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one went up and popped, and then the other went up and popped.
Yeah.
Sometimes when they go up, I mean, when they pop, they come back up real quick. Sometimes they don't. That's the problem. Sometimes they don't come back up real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. In the early 2000s, boomers felt the wrath of the dot-com crash. You know, all that fake dot-com stuff. You know, most of it, I don't know what percentage, it was a high percentage, didn't even exist. It was just make-believe.
I had a friend and loved him to death. He's passed away now. But he got in on that and got in right when it came out.
Yeah.
And made 2 or 3 tons of money.
Oh, wow.
And then all of a sudden, he got out of it. And it was not long before it fell apart.
Well, see, that's the point I'm trying to make. You just hit the nail on the head.
Uh-huh.
If you've made a lot of money, don't be like the gamblers in Las Vegas. Don't be like the gamblers in Wetumpka. Don't be like the gamblers wherever the gamblers are. Take your money off the table.
He took the money and run. He made out
take
like
take it
a
off if you
bandit.
Made it. Get it out of there.
That's exactly
and put it
right.
somewhere where it can't go away.
I'll tell you a place. Call David Ernest. He'll tell you where to put it. I was going to say stick it, but he'll tell you where to stick it.
That's right.
That's just on a bad day, though. But he will tell you where you need to put that money, and he will help you get it there. So it's not a big, I wonder if I got any money today. Yes, you'll have your money, and it'll be there when everybody else has went away.
And some of those people in those dot-com never got their money back. They waited. They're still waiting.
Mm-hmm.
It never came back.
I hope they're not holding their breath.
Some of it came back, but some of it never came back.
Hey. You want to take a short break?
Yeah.
Okay, we had, who was it, Clark called a while ago, going off about how good that
Superman
thing was. Yeah, he was going on about how good that little opening thing was. We're going to play that for him.
Yes. Just thank you, Clark.
Clark, we appreciate it.
Make sure you put 279-7431, call me, and we can go to lunch.
How about that?
Yeah.
So, but this is...
It's not every day you can go to lunch with Superman.
No, no. I got a joke about that, too, but I'll tell you later. Okay, Clark, this one's for you. This is the Health and Wealth Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. Actually, that's the whole thing. I just have turned stupid for some reason. I don't know what it is. Here, I've got it. I got
confidence in you.
I hope so, because
I got confidence in you.
Okay, here we go. And this is for Clark. There we go.
Hey there.
Yeah, I got
it. It's me again. Doing another one of them vague political commercials for a friend of mine who's running for office. You know, like that lady does for her husband that's running. When it first started out, she did most of the commercials, but he's doing some now. In his new one, he's got a baseball bat. Talking about how when boys come to the house to date his daughters, he showed them the bat. Made them sign that bat, I guess, if they understood he'd take it to them and beat them around the head and shoulders if they didn't respect his daughter. Said that's what he's gonna do up there in Washington when he gets in. Maybe old Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or some of them want to date his daughter, and he'll whack them upside the head with that Louisville slugger. Boy, that'd be funny, wouldn't it? I wonder if that's how he got old Baby Cakes to do all the heavy lifting. Just showed him the bat and said, pick that up. You know that feller I do commercials for? Well, he got a baseball bat, too. He plays baseball with it. Don't seem like he thought this thing out too well before he started running. Well, I guess I'll talk to you again soon. Threatening folks with a baseball bat. That could be a pretty good idea.
Yeah.
It might be. Yeah. Obviously, he's getting some publicity out of it.
I guess so. Have you seen the one where he's in the helicopter?
I have not seen that.
He got called on that one because...
No.
Yeah.
He really got a helicopter?
No, he's in a helicopter, and he's riding along, but he gets out, and he's in some sort of a military-type garb,
yeah,
in like a jumpsuit.
Okay.
But it's for some helicopter club. He was never in the military.
Oh,
and
that's okay.
Some military people said, ah. And so I don't know if anything came from it. But right. You know, the guy's like anybody else. He's trying to get elected. He's trying to get out of
there. Oh, yeah. Well, at least he's being entertaining.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I've got some mileage from it.
So talking about the the baby boom's dot-com crash.
Mm-hmm.
Then here comes in 2008, the global financial crisis.
Man, what a mess.
Wiped out the retirements of many boomers. Some of them didn't ever get back. Some of them made, you know, it took about a decade or so to recover.
Mm-hmm.
Do you really have a decade to wait? Really want to wait for a decade
to
get your money back?
History
shows that this is what happens. You either lose it all if you got it in the wrong thing, or you might take you a decade, or you might make a killing. But the thing is, you got to have money to put in there at the right time. So when is the right time? Is today the right time? Because it's been going up a lot for 10 years. Does that mean that's the right time on the tail end of maybe you see where I'm coming from?
Uh-huh.
Who knows? I think I wouldn't want to put it in right now, though. If I was going to put it in, I think I wouldn't put it in on the tail end of the up.
Uh-huh.
Now, it might go another 2 or 3 years. It might go another 4 years. If it does, it's going to break all records. But it's these things called P.E. ratios.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is a P.E. ratio?
Price-to-earning ratio
of
the stock.
Price-to-earning ratio. They're out of whack.
Mm-hmm. They're too high based on historic standards.
You think maybe something will happen, somebody try to get it back in line, or something will happen to put it back in line?
It's called an adjustment.
Okay.
When you go to a chiropractor, he says, mm-hmm, I got to adjust, get it back in line. What the stock market does to adjust, get back in line, you know what it does? It goes down.
Exactly.
So if it's needing an adjustment, don't you think some stock market doctor's come around and adjust it?
So
not really a doctor, but some kind of crisis, some kind of push, something. Just like, you know, the housing crisis caused the last one.
What you're saying is, you got $100,000, which would be nice.
Right.
You got it in the stock market.
Yeah.
And you're making a little bit of money if things are going good. But all of a sudden, you have that adjustment. And then you got $75,000.
Yeah.
And I'm just making these numbers up.
I got it.
But wouldn't it be a lot better if you had your money in a situation, you got $100,000.
Right.
And over here on the stock market went, and it dropped out. And you sitting over here, and you still got $100,000. Wouldn't that be a lot better? Don't you think you'd feel better knowing that you're $100,000?
I would.
I'd love to have $100,000.
Here's the deal.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You
need to
call David Ernest today, 279-7431.
And baby boomers they're going all in because they can't rely on their pension and their opinions. And so what you don't want them to go all in and then turn around and panic sell and make the stock market nosedive, because you know what? Every baby boomer out there, everybody I'm talking to, the people come talk to me, they say, what do you think I ought to get this out of this market? Really? And then I read all these experts, and they say, you know, if you really want to protect your money, you need to put it in bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going, well, look, man, the stuff I'm using uses bonds. And I had a guy come talk to me a year or two ago, and I asked him if I could use this expression. He said, that looks like bonds on steroids.
Uh-huh.
So if bonds are supposed to be safe, why not have a bond on steroids?
Talking about your program.
Yeah. And essentially, these insurance companies buy corporate bonds.
Mm-hmm.
And they put them into a strategy, okay? And then they take the interest, or should I say the money that the bonds produce and the dividends and all that stuff, and they go and they buy options with it. So essentially, your bulk of your money is never in the market. So all these doomsday sayers were saying, oh, well, don't put it in annuity because they got these surrender charges and you can't get the money out and all this stuff. I ask you a question. If you could get out 40 to 60% of all your money in 3 to 5 years without a surrender charge, is that bad? You mean to tell me that you intend to spend 40 to 60% of your money in the next 3 to 5 years of your retirement money? And get this. If it's in there and the market goes up and you get 50 to 70% of that, none of the downs, and then if the market was to go down, don't you think it'd be nice if you could take some of that money out and put it back in the market if you wanted to? How are you going to time the market without a product like this?
That's exactly right.
How
are
you
going
to time the market? You see what I'm saying? So there's so many good, bad, and uglies out there. Which one's the best good, bad, and ugly to use? You know, and why in the world did the government put the SECURE Act in such an act that they advocated almost that you need to be in an annuity? Because guess what? That's the only thing that guarantees you can't lose. Pensions, in the past, that's all they were. They're just plainly a payment over time, maybe your lifetime, maybe so many years or whatever. But if you don't have to turn it on, in other words, you can push a button.
Uh-huh.
How would you like it if you're driving down the road and you got this button, and if something gets in the way, you can push a button and jump over the obstacle? You see, that's what these annuities have. You can push a button. You can turn on things and turn things off, or like an annuitization or something like that. You can do all these fancy-dancy things. But guess what? You can train them to jump when you want them to jump and to be still when you want them to be still. Sort of like a dog. You know,
a good dog.
A good dog. My dogs have learned how to do what I tell them to do. When I tell them to get in their room and get in the cage, they get in there. You know why?
Because
I give them something.
Oh.
So whenever you get an annuity, you get a bonus of, say, like 10 to 15%.
Uh-huh.
That's giving you something, right? And then if you get, like, a big return, like this last year has been unbelievable. We had, like, 12.2% return. I know that doesn't happen all the time. I know it doesn't happen all the time. But if you average 3, 4, 5, 6% and still get all these bonuses, wouldn't that be better than losing your money in the stock market and saying, I wish Dad listened to that there feller. Maybe he had, you know, it's kind of funny the way things work. People always looking in the back and behind.
Mm-hmm.
You need to be looking in the front, because that's where the problem lies. It's lying in the front of us, not behind us.
Uh-huh.
That's already happened.
You remember that, I think it was Cannonball Run. It was one of those. There was a couple of them they made where there's this cross-country race. There was one guy, the guy reached up and pulled the rearview mirror off and threw it out the window.
Yeah.
He said, what'd you do that for? I said, what's behind me is not important.
Well, I like the proctologist on the Cannonball Run.
Oh, that's the one with the elephant. They had it was old Jack Elam.
Yeah, he had the syringe in his hand and had one eye kind of weird looking.
That was Jack Elam. You know, I saw an interview with him one time. Said he got in a fight in school, and some girl stabbed him in the eye with a pencil, and that's why his eye was.
That eye looks funny.
Oh, he made a lot of money off that eye too.
There you go.
And 2729228 is our number here. If you'd like to jump in, I got another question for you.
Okay.
Now, say it was just some guy like me, and I'm asking for myself.
Okay.
And I've learned so much from you.
Thank you.
But say I wanted just a nice financial type magazine, some kind of a monthly, some bi-monthly thing or something,
right,
that you could get in the mail, you subscribe to. Uh-huh. What is your suggestion? Because I know you probably check things like that.
Well, most of those things are nothing but just something to get your money.
Really?
Those things that you see, mm-hmm, for $100 a month.
Yeah, or is there anything online that you can...
Yeah, it's called education.
Yeah.
Educate yourself. Read. Study.
Uh-huh.
Read books. Find out how the market works. Find out how these things work. And if you want to come to me, I'll help you learn. You know, there's all kinds of things out there you can... I mean, you can... Essentially, you just need to know how the markets work. You need to know how the stock market works, the stocks work, how the Feds put everything together. There's books out there that you can... Matter of fact, I'm going to be writing a book here pretty soon.
You told me about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is there going to be a chapter?
We're starting to work on it now.
Going to be a chapter about me?
Sure.
Oh, man.
We're going to have several.
Let's sell it in the comic book section.
So maybe, it's going to be like 80 to 100 pages long. So I think we'll have enough information in this book to, and we're going to hand them out free. The first 5,000 will be free.
You'll have to keep us informed on
that. Yeah. So I say, listen, if you really want to know how it works, learn, study, and observe. You know, that's the best way you can learn anything. Somebody's newsletter where they're recommending stocks and things like that,
mm-hmm,
they may hit it, they may miss it. You know what I'm saying? Some of them are good, some of them are bad. You know, just be careful with that.
Another question.
Yeah.
And it kind of got away from me there. No, I got it. Okay. We need to just mention a couple of things. And I need to just mention this because we were talking the other day, the last time we talked, I guess. Somebody has taken the Folcarelli's pizza.
Oh, yes.
And I've got to get that commercial out of there,
too. Yeah, get the commercial. And I've got good news about that.
Yeah?
I'm going to tell you the name of the restaurant that took it.
Yeah?
And I think they're going to use this name.
Uh-huh.
Crave.
Crave.
Crave Cafe.
Is there another one here in town?
Yes, somewhere. Uh-huh. Over, I think they do catering, and I think they do meat and three and soul food.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, though, they're studying up on the pizza and other things, so they're going to kind of like go back and forth. The location where we're mm-hmm at is going to have some of the Crave soul food, I guess.
Yeah,
and that's going to be in East Montgomery, and I guess the other part of town is going to have some pizza from East Montgomery going to West Montgomery. I assume. I don't know exactly how it's going to work, but we're going to be giving away and inviting and having all kinds of things with Crave. So if you're craving...
Some Crave,
you know...
You'll soon be a slave.
Hey,
to Crave.
You're pretty fast on your
feet. Hey, you got to be quick, man. And something else we've been talking about, the car show. We're going to have a car show pretty soon now. Anything new on that?
Well, nothing new, except we've talked to a lot of clients and friends and people. They all wanted to participate.
Mm-hmm.
I think Terry Adams is going to bring some motorcycles and maybe a sidecar or two.
Okay.
We've got all kinds of folks that are going to bring cars, old muscle cars,
mm-hmm,
new ones. I got a friend's got an old Jaguar. He's going to bring that. You know.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, it's just cars, you know.
Uh-huh.
And... So we're just going to have fun.
Now, would this be what they call a show and shine kind of thing, or shine and show? I don't know which it is. I mean, they just bring it out and set it up for you to come by and look at.
Yeah, I'm not going to shine it.
Oh, I'm not either. I'm better than rub the paint off of it, and it won't be no good then. And that's coming up soon. Anything else we got going on?
Well, we're trying to decide where to have the show and shine.
Shine and show.
I think we're going to have it over in East Montgomery where Cuco's mm-hmm is, because That's now, a large shopping center.
Now, just a tip from having attended a couple of these when I was in Spokane.
Yeah.
They had one like every 3 days, and people love the cars up there.
Yeah.
But they love to have it where you can park on grass. I don't know why. It's something about they said it just looks nicer than on. I mean, it's just food for thought.
Well,
I mean,
got a ditch up there you can park in.
Well, we don't run nobody car in the ditch. You know. But just, you know.
Well, I don't know about the grass part. I don't know, you know.
But I know, you know, they would probably come out either way.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to show off their car.
Right. And we can, you know, have some fun. Everybody get to meet everybody and talk. It'll be a television show.
Yes, it will. Oh, and we're working on the last thing from the veterans.
Yes, that'll be
working on that. Going to try to have that done maybe this week, hopefully.
That'd be fantastic.
And let's see, it's 6:52. We got a couple minutes left because I got a special song for Adam Schiff that I want to play on the way out.
Mr. Schiff?
Yes. It's something special just for him. And you got anything you want to wrap things up with? Or if anybody wants to call us and ask a question before
we go? If anybody's got a question, then call 272-9228, whatever it has to do with investment or insurance or anything like that.
Or you want to tell us about your car that you're going to put in the show?
But I will tell you this. There's a new product that I got my hands on.
Uh-oh.
That you can actually, a lot of people have been concerned. Now, this is only for people up to 80. After 80, this don't exist.
Right.
But let's say you're between 60 and 80 years old and you're concerned about losing your assets to, like, long-term care.
Yeah.
And you got all these deals and you're really not healthy enough, or you're worried about, you know, the premiums. Let's say you're not 60 years old. If you're 60, you could probably buy a decent program. But let's just say you're between 70 and 80 and things are getting a little expensive. We could actually put you into a long-term care annuity. And you can get up to three times. So if you put $100,000 in there, your $100,000 sitting in there, it don't go away.
Right.
Earning a little bit of interest, but you got an extra $200,000 to protect your assets. So if you had some money, and it doesn't have to be $100,000, it could be $10,000, it could be $20,000, whatever. So if you got some money, essentially you could put in like maybe 10% of your money to protect a large amount of your money in case something goes wrong. Because a lot of people have money in an IRA or a 401k, and you can't put that money in a trust without liquidating it and paying taxes. This is a slick way to get around it.
And see, in this day and age, you got to be slick. Or you got to know somebody that's slick to work in your, you know, on your behalf. I know Slick. As a matter of fact, that's what I call him all the time. Slick Ernest, that's what. And David knows these things. You know, it always helps to have somebody around that knows. So call David at 279-7431. He knows.
There's all kinds of things out there that people can do to protect their assets. And you need to know these things, and some of them are not very expensive.
Right.
Some of them are just holding your $100,000, they give you $300,000 of insurance against long-term care. So if you had another $200,000-$400,000 making money, you're protecting that money. Because what if that money was to get ate up and you don't get to go to your family? Look, the Secure Act has put one bad act on us. They won't let us roll our 401ks and our IRAs into our relatives very easily anymore. The government's going to be standing there with their hat out. Let's pass the risk to the insurance company cheaply. Let's be smart. Let's make sure if something goes wrong, it don't get ate up. Your children and your relatives and your wife or husband, they get the money.
That's
not the government.
That's who should get it. I was having this kind of conversation with my mom this afternoon, and she's I don't think she'll mind. She's going to be 80 this year. And my dad's 83. He's going to be 84 this year.
Right.
And they're pretty much taken care of as far as that goes. And I don't see one of them going into a nursing home. But you never know.
Well, I never did think that my mother-in-law said if we ever put her in a nursing home, she would haunt us.
Well,
we had to put her in one because she was taking the violent action that we could not avoid.
Well, I'm of the school of just take me up north to Alaska and put me on an ice floe and just let me float out there somewhere and just remember me fondly.
You know, they found a dog floating out there.
Was he alive? Or?
Yeah, he was sitting on an iceberg. He'd gone way out. He was probably thinking he was goner.
I bet his ice was cold. On that note, just a quick program note. Let's see. I believe you told me that Princess Leah is going to be joining us on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Is that right?
Yes, yes.
And Terry Adams, of course, is on
Thursdays.
Friday.
And a special thank to Terry for helping us on last Wednesday and Thursday. It was wonderful. He did a fantastic job.
I know y'all
really appreciate it.
I know y'all had a good time.
Yes, we did.
I'll get to hang with y'all this week. And then, you know, Friday, you know, there's no telling. We might be here. We might take the day off. Who knows?
The shadow knows.
But we're going to be back tomorrow night, same bat time, same bat channel, and telling you all sorts of good stuff. We appreciate all the folks that called this evening. And right now, here's a special song just for Adam Schiff. I wish I thought about this sooner. Do you know who Fred Blassie is?
No.
Classy Fred Blassie. He was a wrestler.
Oh, okay.
And he actually had a song out, and it did pretty well. It was called Pencil Neck Geek. And so we're going to play that now in honor of old Adam Schiff. What? Schiff. Shifty Schiff.
Shifty Schiff.
This is Pencil Neck Geek from Fred Blassie. We'll see you tomorrow night here on the Health and Wealth Show.
Back when I was a kid, life was going swell. Till something happened, blew everything to hell. That night my daddy stumbled in, all pale and weak. Said a woman up the block just gave birth to a geek. Mom said, sell it to the circus. What the heck? Dad said, nope, this one's a pencil neck. And if there's one thing lower than a sideshow freak, it's a gritty, scum-sucking, pencil-neck geek.
Adam Schiff.
You see, if you take a pencil that won't hold lead, looks like a pipe cleaner attached to a head. Add a buggy whip body with a brain that leaks, you got yourself a grit-eating, pencil-neck geek. Pencil-neck geek, grit-eating freak, scum-sucking P.F. with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-cut, losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek.
Pencil neck geek.
Soon the geeks were popping up all over town. You couldn't hardly sneeze without knocking one down. After a nice juicy steak, if you need a toothpick, just reach for a geek. They'll do the trick. One day we cut one up for fish bait. Learned our lesson just a little bit late. Soon as the geek hit the drink, the water turned red. Next day, sure enough, all the fish were dead. Pencil neck geek, gritty freak, scum-sucking B-head with a lousy physique. He's a one-man, no-good losing streak. Nothing but a pencil neck geek.